Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome in. Second half begins. Marching band still dancing around. Batons are twirling and a dog chasing a frisbee. Good times all around. Welcome back in. Hour three of the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. We appreciate you being part of our extended family here. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, the iHeartRadio app, download it, give it five stars. You know, we'll love you forever when you grab the podcast, for sure. But it's also, you know, the gift that keeps on giving. 24 hours of live programming per day. You want to give it as a gift. You know, it's not too late. The holiday, just say it's an early holiday gift, and then it's off your list. You don't have to think about it again. Yeah. Like that, Dan.
And see, don't tell them it's free, you know? Like
the, no, it just, really costs me a lot.
It's... maybe you should just go get it because it's free.
Well, I said one of the best things you could also do is be the guy that or woman that helps your family, you know, the technologically inefficient, ineffective folks around you. You give them some cheap headphones and download the app for them.
Perfect.
Show them where to go.
That works.
And then tell them how they can find their favorite songs of yesteryear. Maybe they like some Broadway. Maybe they like some 50s music. Maybe they just want a Sinatra channel. It's all there. The iHeartRadio app gives it all to you.
See, absolutely.
I'm adding value for all of America right
good
now.
Good work, Mike.
Thanks,
good
buddy.
Work.
Sell, sell, sell. The I Want Your Flex podcast is where Dan and I discuss the National Football League, bit of pop culture, food, what we're cooking, and, of course, fantasy football in earnest. We'll do some look ahead to the top 10 picks of your 2023 draft coming up about 20 minutes from now. But one of the stories coming out of Monday Night Football was that this win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by the Dallas Cowboys was a statement game and a ha-ha, look how good Dak is moment that we should all embrace, and that should be the benchmark and showing you what an elite quarterback he is. Number one, we use the term elite too often, too regularly. Anytime we say the word elite and then you rattle off 10 guys, five of those guys don't belong on that list.
Fair.
Maybe six of those guys. I don't know. We go Rushmore with four. Or we could have a fifth guy again because we've got, you know, the five digits. Keep it to the one hand there. But Prescott goes 25 of 33, 305, four through the air. The fourth down play where he bootleg off by himself, runs it in. One of those plays that, you know, wasn't much of a gamble. Like you thinking Tom Brady's going to mastermind a 98-yard drive the way that offense had looked. And I know they had just had their best drive that ended in the interception. But, come on, realistically, there was no decision that needed to be made. There was no fighting. Oh, do we go for it? Do we kick the field goal? Hell no. Just a matter of how creative you were going to be with your play calling. So you get that done. But to come out of it, look, the Bucs were a good scoring defense through the year, so that was one of the things you can hang your hat on coming into the game, maybe waiting for a little bit of magic from Brady. And if he completes that pass in the back of the end zone, or they at least get three instead of an interception, you know, that first red zone interception since, what was it, week five of 2019. I think I saw that graphic 13 times, so it's indelibly etched into my brain, Dan. But it's the idea that the game got to be a runaway, and the defense, they look lost, jumping up and down like they were five-year-olds at times based on some of the miscoverages and miscommunication, et cetera. Dalton Schultz running free, CeeDee Lamb, they lost him completely on the touchdown pass there. That's the one I saw the kid stomp going out. You weren't supposed to pick him up. How does he go free? And you chuckle, and Gallup made a nice catch. All in all, a nice night for Dak Prescott. But by no means is this a defining moment, right? Yes, you got a victory. Yes, it's a first-team road playoff win since 1992, and you can go back and start comparing to those teams. Michael Irvin and Jerry Jones hugging in the owner's booth and everything else was fun to watch, no question. But you want to convince me you belong in that discussion? Go beat San Francisco. Go turn Nick Bosa away.
Yeah, get to somewhere where you haven't been before, and when they've made it to the divisional playoffs before, they were the number one seed before with Dak as your quarterback, and you know you have Aaron Rodgers outduel you at the end. But you know you're right, Mike. Like there was, I don't know if it was the Week 18 loss to the Commanders. I don't know if it was the loss last season to San Francisco, which I felt like we all knew. Like that was just like a lot of us felt that the Giants had a really good opportunity to beat the Vikings.
Right.
Like no one was shocked that the Giants went and won that game. You knew that it could be there. That's how I felt about last year's game with the 49ers and Cowboys. You're like, geez, that's a really awful matchup for the Cowboys to draw. But That's who they're going to get, and they may not get out of the first round. It's like you knew that that was happening, and they didn't do it, and were bounced. But beating this Tampa team, and you give their defense much more credit than I even did for who Tampa is. Like this, the Tampa that we all think, you know, that Tampa was just wasn't there. That was not them on both sides of the ball. And it doesn't say that they were atrocious on defense. They weren't. You weren't going to win a game on defense.
Right.
You needed help from your offense. And Tom Brady wasn't going to win a game. He needed help from his defense. And I think that's why they had problems this year. But to get to your point of back to the Cowboys, yeah, it was not like this is a mission. It felt like a much bigger win for them. And yeah, that's not a good sign. I know you and Jason talked about it last night. You know, I saw you guys tweeting about it as well. It's just, yeah, I'm there with you. I don't understand, you know, what was exactly accomplished, because this team and Dak Prescott have made it to this point in the playoffs before. It's this point that they haven't been able to get past.
Yeah, I think some of it is you sent Brady home, and maybe you sent Brady into retirement, right? He said all his thank yous to the Tampa media, whatever. So maybe it gets hyped up there. The road element to it certainly is important. And I get it. You know, as long as Jerry Jones celebrates, he can do whatever he wants. He wants to go out every day and night and not sleep for 6 days and then show up to the game. Great. But for the players, they'll exhale for a moment, but it's not defining anything. And for those that want to, you know, take a victory lap for Dak Prescott, okay, have at it. You know, when we go back through the season, Tampa ended up giving up 21-1 per game, which put them in that middle third, the high middle third of the NFL. not falling, you know, rushing ahead, you know, meaty part of the curve, as they'd say. But the fact that the Buccaneers as an offense had only scored 24 or more points twice in the year, it wasn't going to be a tall task. Now, maybe you're wishing and hoping there'd be a little bit of, like I said, a little magic, maybe an early connection, a big play or two to get you going. And there were drops, there were inefficiencies, and Brady was erratic all night. There's no getting around that. Run game is non-existent at this point. And playoff Lenny is a memory of yesteryear. But for the Cowboys, flying around on defense again, the defensive side of things too. We can't try to hype up as much as we love the individual components of what was going on in Tampa. Evans, Godwin, great stats. Brady, on the whole, to me, is better and had a better year than I think most will credit. A lot of opportunity, certainly a lot of throws, completions, etc. But part of it was the odd offseason. Often, I mean, much of it caused by him, just like we talked about with Aaron Rodgers earlier in the show, Dan. A lot of it goes to, well, you weren't back to establish any of that timing.
Yeah.
You left camp for 11 days. And I argued and I defended it at the time. It's like, look, if this is going to get them where they need to be once the season's going, then you do. Because how many quarterbacks really finish a year? And to that point, you had 70 guys start a game this year. Seven guys started all their team's games. Seven.
Wow. I know they were beat up on the offensive line. You had retirements in the offseason as well.
Yeah.
Defense, they weren't necessarily always healthy. The secondary took hits. Vita Vea was in and out of the lineup. Chris Godwin coming back from his injuries in the offseason. Like, it was a blah year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I just go back to, you know, like for them to go back to the point, I'll get to the Cowboys again. It was just their defense wasn't good enough to win a game by themselves, and their offense wasn't good enough to win a game. Like that Cincinnati game, you know, you look at it and be like, wow, the offense gave up 34 points. Well, that's the defense gave up 34 points. Well, that's because the offense turned it over like four times in their own territory.
Right.
You know, like that was such a, you know, crazy game. And there was zero complimentary football because it was just a matter of like, all right, you guys don't screw up as much because we're not going to be able to overcome it if you do. Like it was just a very mediocre brand of football with the Buccaneers who missed Bruce Arians. And if you're the Cowboys, like think of the Eagles on Saturday and they beat the Giants. Are they going to be celebrating like they did? No, absolutely not. Kevin Wired at the news desk tonight has told us that Iowa State tonight in College Hoops ended up winning a game where in rankings wise, it was an upset. But when you went and looked at what Vegas was saying, no, Iowa State was the better team.
Yep.
You know, they were better than Texas. They were favored over Texas. But the rankings say something different. Cowboys were favored last night. So to be cheering like it's some, you know, monumental thing or like this underdog just goes into Tampa barnstorming and, you know, gets out of town with a playoff victory. None of that was true. And the reactions of it, you know, is a bit worrisome. I mean, it is. It truly is to make that win. And now after on the short week, as we talked about earlier, to go to San Francisco, you know, when it seems like you won your Super Bowl on Monday night, that doesn't sound good.
Set up to kind of end like a national title game. Yeah, you played well. Yeah, you did. No, you got smacked around. And there you have it. So Dak Prescott moves forward. Hey, I'm not cheering against the guy, but I'm just trying to be a realist about it.
No, and you're right. And I'll say this. If they beat the 49ers this weekend, you cannot cheer like that again because your goal is to win the Super Bowl.
That's it.
And you're going to be facing a division opponent in the NFC Championship game if that happens.
I'm
you know,
crazy.
So like, yeah, so like it's there for you. It's you don't have that celebration this week if you end up winning.
There you go. Some sage advice from Dan Beyer. At Dan Beyer on Fox, where you find him on Twitter. At Beyer Talk on TikTok. That's right. I'm at Harmon Rants. I'm still waiting for the perfect opportunity to do calf time. We'll work on that. We're going to do a little fantasy football. You feel good about that? A little 2023
yeah, let's do it.
Look ahead?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, deputy opinion editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I hate that song.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon. No Jason Smith tonight.
Bah!
That's right. It's the first time we've heard me, doing that sheep call. Surprisingly, more frequently. There you go. I did that to try to make an explanation about 2 weeks ago, Dan, and it has lived on as, a new drop forevermore.
Listen. The one thing that I've learned is a drop is a form of flattery. If that is very true. None of us are perfect. We all have our moments, but it is not done in a way to mock. It took me a while to realize this because, and then you realize, okay, I get it. So you should feel honored whenever you hear that.
Yeah.
Sheep sound, right, Monsi?
Yeah, I always take the celebration of it. Because in the end, you know, as I've always said, you know, if we're entertaining, informing, enraging, engaging, whatever it is, flattery. You want to take content and repurpose? Have at it. I'd like credit sometimes, Dan, but that's the way this business works. What do? We all come to, it's like comedy. You all come to the same kind of ideas and you're swimming at the same pool. So occasionally you're going to step on each other.
Yes, it does happen.
Right? So that's going to happen for one. The other is, you know, the other as a listening audience, hopefully we invoke one of those things. Make you think, make you laugh, and maybe you shake your fist in anger that I offended a player or a coach or team in your town.
But who's doing sheep noises, you know?
Just talking to the sheep following one line of thought. I don't remember the specific example. And instead of going down a deep analysis thing, I just made the noise because I thought it was funny.
I'll drop my pants right here.
That I did not do.
Tom Looney.
There you go. Great. Well, you know, Tyshirt is right now deep in his bag of the Looneyism. I should ask this, though, right? Because he played Michael Jackson, not to put too much attention, and we don't call a ton of attention to the bumper music. But we do appreciate Alex Tyshirt and the work that he does here and the choices he makes. Plays Michael Jackson, so let's go to the same era. Today, 35-city tour announced for Madonna. Who's in?
I really enjoy Madonna's music. She seems to have gone off the deep end a little bit. Even on the old TikTok, Mike, little out there. Not the 80s Madonna or even the, crazy sexual Madonna of the 90s. This is a whole other thing going on.
Dan, you can say it. She's weird.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not wrong, right?
Oh, she's crazy now.
Yeah, I don't know what ton. I got to admit, I've been blissfully ignorant, except occasionally I'll hear a one-liner of, whoa, did you see it? It's like, no.
Just go to her Instagram, Mike. It's wild.
Yes, true.
All right, so that might be the next thing I do. That, I mean, does it fall in line with fantasy football? How do I mix the fantasy angle of Madonna to fantasy football?
Well, I can do it because we were going to do top tens of fantasy football.
Yeah.
And when I first started dating my now wife, we actually did a top 10 of Madonna songs.
Did you really?
Yes. Don't even ask me to give my top 10 off the top of my head because we sat down on the couch and broke it down. But I'm sorry, there's just no denying of how good the music was for so many decades. But to Big A's point, yeah, little out there right now, but still doesn't deny the hits, that span so many decades.
Well, that's it. You can never take those away. And like I always say, if you have the opportunity to go see one of those legends and it's of interest to you, figure out a way. All right? You got a few months before that tour gets underway. Start that coffee can that you start throwing the $5 in instead of going and getting your extra large. I don't want to call it anything else because then people say, well, you support that. I don't support. I make my own coffee. I'm that boring. But here we are as we talk about fantasy football 2023, Dan Beyer. And the way it goes, we still see a lot of running backs taken, but I think we're seeing a bit of a shift more and more towards wide receivers. And every year, at least the last three, it's been this guy's going to fall off the cliff, right? Too many hits, too many targets, whatever. And that's denying Travis Kelce his rightful place among the leaders.
No. Don't remind me. I was so low on Travis Kelce heading into the season because his usage was down from the year before. And I thought the absence of Tyreek Hill would even hurt that and thought maybe the Chiefs were even looking on doing something different. I could not have been more wrong. One of my worst fantasy predictions outside of telling me to bench Joe Mixon when he went off for 51. That's a whole other story. And there's context, so don't take
it. That was also the only time he ran the ball effectively all year.
It did.
They were fourth from the bottom in rushing. So anybody that tells you about what a great balanced team they've been, hold on now.
Yes, and I did tell you to bench him later on in the season, and that one worked out. But yeah, Kelce is just an absolute beast at that tight end position. And it reminds me, Mike, of the Mike Piazza fantasy baseball days.
Ooh.
When no one, there was no catcher that was close to what Mike Piazza would bring to the table. And so Mike Piazza was going first or, in first rounds of drafts because of his value and because of what was at that other position.
Positional scarcity being a very real thing. There's no question about it. You look at Travis Kelce, averaged, this is fantasy pros and the scoring system, they're traditional, 12.1 points per game. Next up was George Kittle at 9.4. You go down, his value over the 12th best was Freiermuth at 5.7.
Jeez.
5.7. A touchdown plus per game. So,
I'll tell you, with some of the running back situations, you're getting a little scarcity there. The only thing is, though, that there are guys who can pop up. There aren't going to be tight ends that end up emerging. Like Isaiah Likely was nice when Mark Andrews was dinged up and was kind of, but there's like no one that is taking over. Greg Dulcich had a little bit of a push, but no one is going to just all of a sudden show up and give you Travis Kelce numbers, which could happen, at the running back position, depending on who is where.
No, so. And that's it, right? We're going to see some movement. We'll see some draft work, some changing faces. I mean, the Josh Jacobs, who's a top 10 guy. I actually have him at 10, but I have a giant question mark next to him. Is he playing in Las Vegas or somewhere else?
Yeah.
Right? Because we talk about his ability to break tackles, make plays, and a guy that they didn't pick up his fifth-year option has said he wants to stay in Las Vegas, but might be a guy that's on the move.
So let me guess. Let me just guess because I don't know your rankings. One tight end, four running backs, five wide receivers.
Three running backs.
Ooh, okay. Jeez. Wow. So if Jacobs makes your top 10,
yeah,
you just waxed poetically about Christian McCaffrey, so I'm assuming he is there. I don't, like, if I had a draft today, I'm just workshopping who I think consists of your top 10. If I had a draft today, I seriously would consider Saquon Barkley number one. For how good he has now looked, and maybe it's just Sunday is still in my mind, is Saquon Barkley in your top 10?
Yeah, he is up there at number two.
Okay, yeah. So all right. So we got the three. I thought Austin Eckler would also be there.
He's a guy I have questions. I mean, obviously a lot of receptions and scored an inordinate number of touchdowns this year. I got to see him fix the run game.
And that's what they're going to try to do.
And that's the big thing, right? You make the change in the coaching staff. You couldn't run the ball. You couldn't stop the run. So making adjustments there. But I would expect more in the passing game as in the downfield passing game, if that works, and maybe a little more split time at running back. I love Eckler. There's no question. So he would still be back end of the first round. Like, he'd be just beyond Jacobs there.
Sure, sure. So then that would lead me to believe the wide receivers are Justin Jefferson. And you'll give us the order, but I'm giving you, like, the nominees are.
The setup, sure.
Chase. Cooper Kupp. Still?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yep. Stephon Diggs?
Yes, of course.
Davante Adams?
No.
Oh, jeez. Wow, I didn't. Do you have Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill, yes.
Okay, because that's who I thought you were going to leave out. I thought Adams was going to be in, but I thought Hill. And I'm going to say Amon-Ra St. Brown. Is he in the top 10?
No, not quite that high. As much as I love him, I can't go that far.
All right. Give us your top 10 then. I'm very curious. All right.
We got Jacobs to start it.
Yep.
And then we come back with Tyreek Hill at number 9. Perhaps a little bit late for some folks, but getting a little bit excited there. I do have, because they will make some more changes and keep throwing the ball, CeeDee Lamb finds his way in.
I would not have guessed that.
You know what? Because historically I've not been the guy. I'm more convinced after this season that he could be a one. Like, yes, a true, just throw the ball up and let him go make plays. Davante Adams is really interesting, though, because I don't, what's that quarterback situation? Who's the guy? Who's the mystery man? Is it Brady? Do they make a play? Do they get Rodgers? Is Davante Adams even in Las Vegas when the season kicks off next year?
When they had Jarrett Stidham, he didn't miss a beat. You know, now still was.
Well, wing it. Wow, what did Jarrett Stidham have to lose? Just throw the ball up. Cooper Kupp at 7 with a giant question mark. Giant question mark. Then we get to our guy, Travis Kelce, coming in at number 6. Ja'Marr Chase at 5. At 4. Now I'm trying to keep track of what I'm
I had Chase at 4. I had Kupp 5. It had Kupp at 6, Kelce 5, Chase 4. Because Adams was at 7 above Lamb.
Ah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, so up at the top of the list, again, trying to keep track of all my scrawlings, I've got Jefferson coming in at number 4, which means I've now suddenly trapped myself where I've forgotten somebody.
No, because this is, you have Jefferson at 3. You have Jacobs 10, Tyreek Hill 9, CeeDee Lamb 8,
yes,
Davante Adams 7, Cooper Kupp 6, Travis Kelce 5, Ja'Marr Chase 4, Justin Jefferson 3.
Barkley 2. Yep. McCaffrey at number 1.
CMC 1.
Convinced myself back in.
I was surprised with Lamb, and I thought that Hill would be on the outside. That's why I said St. Brown, especially with
Ben Johnson. How much I love that guy, too.
Yes, I know you.
I love my Ben Johnson. But yes, the misspeak on the fun and exciting order. But it's going to be a weird offseason because there's so much rumored of movement. Right?
Yes.
Of trying to determine the quarterback carousel with so many names. But if you look at the available running backs, there's just a lot of shuffling. And we had more 1,000-yard rushers this year than we've had in a while.
Yeah. This is what I think, though, like, to the point of, we saw movement. Like, we saw Tyreek Hill change teams and go to a team that we thought he was going to have less opportunities. and not do what he did in Kansas City. And that turned out to be false. We saw Davante Adams leave Green Bay and go to a place, even though he was familiar with Derek Carr from their college days, there was no guarantee that he was going to match what he was going to do in Green Bay. He may not have matched it, but, I mean, you know, gosh darn. There was nothing different. Like, it was there. So, like, if you have these situations, I still think with the receivers, with these top-tier guys, that they are still going to be able to produce, because I just don't think that a team is going to put, you know, a non-competent quarterback when you have the talent of those wide receivers.
Right. Go make your big play. Like, that's the thing you learn in all of this process. And as much as folks may bemoan what the Rams did, I think it helped to usher in a little bit of a new age in the processing, because being one of just a team making the playoffs only gets you so far. As an organization, we've seen it with coaches, with GMs. It's the show me you can push over. So there's more of a thrust, I think, for most teams to start moving into that new age of how do we surround the talent that we have now?
Mm-hmm. You know, and I also find it interesting, like, you have 1-2 punches against Cincinnati. We just saw on Sunday night on what the connection of Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase is. You know, it's nice to get T. Higgins later on in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a nice consolation prize, but it's not like having that connection with those two.
No, you got to have that A-lister, certainly on the board to make it all work.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I hate that song.
Welcome in. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Dan Beyer is here. He took the last couple minutes to get himself suited and booted and a tie on, the whole nine yard, and I'm going to hand over to the stick microphone because it's his time to take the reins.
And it's time to get the family together, the Fox family, and play the feud.
Yeah, baby.
The Fox family today made up of Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Alex Tyson, and Kevin Wire.
Yo, top, yo, yo.
Top seven answers on the board. There is a pass available as well. Some may call it the tight shirt rule. We just call it the pass. If you don't know an answer, you can use the pass. That means we will reveal a correct answer, and we will move along in the game. But that means the pass is then no longer in use for anyone else in the game. Mike, it was my birthday on Monday.
Oh, maybe in a happy a birthday, Dan.
It's your birthday. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Party like it's your birthday.
I heard from 25% of the Fox family on my birthday. So we'll not be naming any names and who I didn't hear
tie
from.
Shirt.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Frostberg gets the maybe a 10%, so it's up to 35% for the belated one on Tuesday.
I always ask how Broadster's doing. Come on,
yes,
I get some points.
That is true. Yep. That is true. Top seven answers on the board. I have gone easy in my old age.
Seven people who didn't wish you happy birthday, right?
Show me
who is Todd Looney.
Let's go.
NFL teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls. Simple as that. I know Harmon could probably do this by himself, but that's not how the game works. But Mike Harmon, you are up first.
Well, why don't we start off with the Packers?
Hey, why not? Show me Green Bay. Because they started off with back-to-back wins, Super Bowls 1 and 2. The Green Bay Packers are off the board. Over to Justin Frostberg.
Hey, Dan, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Show me the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowls 27 and 28, both over the Buffalo Bills. Put the Cowboys on the list. Over to the Big A, Alex Tyshirt.
Dan, we all know I bleed yellow and black. That's not true, but it's the only team I actually have a jersey for. Give me Pittsburgh, Dan.
Well, without those birthday wishes, you may have a black heart.
Oh, Dan.
Steelers.
Black and yellow, yes. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Twice in the Steelers' history, Super Bowls 9 and 10.
Lucky guess, Tyshirt.
Thank you.
Again, Super Bowls 13 and 14. Over to the news desk, Kevin Wyatt.
The Denver Broncos.
Yes, this one's for John. Show me the Broncos. There it is. My best Pat Bowlen impersonation. 4 for 4. Super Bowls 32 and 33 for the Denver Broncos.
Let's ride.
Back around to Mike Harmon.
Reminder, the feud brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Steve Harvey just got paid.
And now, back to the feud. It was his birthday, too. I think he just turned, 66, 67? Good for him. Happy birthday,
yes.
Steve Harvey. The 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers. Show me the Niners. Super Bowls 23 and 24. Me, Albert Pujols, and Joe Flacco sharing the same birthday if you want to bring it to sports.
Joe Flacco was once elite.
When you hear the musical musicians that I share a birthday with, you will be in big-time awe and envy.
Ooh.
5 for 5. 49ers get that win over the Bengals. Then completely dismantle the aforementioned Broncos in Super Bowl 24. Over to Justin Frostberg. Two more answers we're looking for. Teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Well, Dan, you do know I'm a huge fan of Ace Ventura.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I do love me some Marino.
Super Bowl 17.
Give me the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. Yeah, you know what was great about that was there's a Dan Marino reference who played in Super Bowl 19. And then the Super Bowls that the Dolphins ended up going back. By the way, show me the Dolphins.
You're damn right.
Yes, there they are, 7 and 8. Like, they were all Dolphin stuff, but they were never in the time that we were actually connecting to.
Early 70s, right?
Super Bowl 7 and 8, the perfect season in Super Bowl 7, then they won it again a year later. They actually went to 3 Super Bowls during that stretch, lost Super Bowl 6, so they could have had a three-peat. Trust me, I was going to do name top one answer on the board, teams that should have had back-to-back Super Bowls, but that was just too close to home.
It's intercepted. You know, if I'd had advance notice, I would have had it pulled.
Who is Marshawn Lynch?
Who also didn't wish me a happy birthday on Monday? All right, Big A, for the perfect game.
Oh, gosh.
NFL teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls, and I've just been notified the pass is not in the play.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Oh, no.
The pass. Hey, I don't make the rules.
Should have just said happy birthday.
It's not the Panthers.
By the way, the year of 2022, I had multiple people say to me, well, who's they? You know, like when asking me about something, like when you're like, they don't want you to do that or they want you to do this. I had multiple people in 2022 be like, who's they? And I had to tell them, okay, this is who they is. People think you just make it up.
Am I on?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Dan, I'm kind of short on teams here, but I have a hard time believing that somebody who's called the GOAT, Tom Brady, didn't win two, at least back-to-back. Doesn't he have like seven or six? I'm just going to go Patriots.
All right, Big A, for the perfect game, show me the New England Patriots. There it is.
Let's go!
Happen as often as you thought. Only once did they actually go back-to-back.
Really?
Yes.
Gronkowski, right?
Super Bowls 38 and Super Bowl 39.
That is Tyshirt's name for him.
Gronkowski. Yes,
Gronkowski. And by the way, I know you didn't like my shtick, but I knew we were going to get a perfect game, so I had to vamp at least a little while.
No, I like the shtick. But so, we got to find out which other celebrities were part of your birthday.
Yes. So there's January 16th.
Yep.
Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, any day now.
How about Sade?
Nice. I heard Smooth Operator on the way in. I was thinking about Ravishing Rick Rude and how I need to work on my abs.
The late Aaliyah.
Ah, there you go. All right.
And a recent addition, because we didn't know who he was maybe a decade ago. Is it Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, there you go. Yes. Yeah, a little Hamilton action.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what's funny is he actually appeared as a bellhop in an episode of The Sopranos long ago.
Did not know that.
And then in the sequel to Mary Poppins, he was the lamplighter.
Did not know that either.
It has nothing to do with the NHL, but since we like to light the lamp, I mean, I made it sports relevant there.
Since we can reference TikTok whenever we can on here, I saw TikTok Jerry Seinfeld on an episode of Benson.
Whoa.
Back in the day.
How about that?
That may be something that you'll have to go and find.
I had no idea. I really need to figure out a whole other world in TikTok then. Maybe spend more time down that rabbit hole.
Careful what you wish for, Mike.
Never can tell. You also do have horror director John Carpenter, who gave us so many classics. Turned 75. There you go. Happy birthday again, Dan Byer.
Kate Moss, too.
Nicely done. Yeah, see, you start putting that in your TikTok. All right, coming up next, as Dan Byer and I continue here from the TireRack.com studios, we go into a Super Bowl hopeful and their quarterback.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.